Schools have been forced to close because of the coronavirus, so students all over the country grabbed their backpacks and headed home. But there are some students who can't go home. Alicia Abbott's son is one of them. Abbott lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Every Sunday, my husband and I drive 40 minutes to pick up our son, Finn, in the house where he lives. Finn is 12 years old. He's lived at this home with 8 other boys for the past 3 years. All of them attend the New England Center for Children. It's a school that serves children with autism. Finn lives there because his needs are beyond what we can provide. It would be physically dangerous for us and for him to keep him at home. But we have our Sunday visits, and this is sacred time. Every Sunday is blocked on the calendar, reserved for Finn. When we bring Finn back home for the day, we take him to all his favorite spots, to CVS to buy Tic Tacs, in the supermarket to buy fried chicken wings. We go to the local park to watch the dogs run and play. But our routine was disrupted this month because of the coronavirus. We're no longer allowed to take Finn home on Sundays, or any day. Last week, the school wrote us a letter that said, "If you want your child home, then you are taking them for the duration of the crisis." We can't even go to his house and wave at him through the window. This would only upset him. He wouldn't understand why we couldn't come in. So, instead of visiting, I sing to Finn on Skype. I blow him raspberries and make our dog Smokey bark. Anything to make him laugh, a sound I crave. My son is nonverbal. He relies on a system of pointing and pictures to communicate. I ask Finn, "How much do I love you?" And he shoots his hands up in the air. I raise mine too and say the words that he can't. "So much." I understand the need for the school's restrictions. They're to protect Finn, his housemates, and especially the dedicated staff that watches them around the clock. But I also miss the feeling of his touch, his hand in my hand, my fingers through his hair. We're grateful for the care and love provided by Finn's attendants. The state classifies them as essential workers, and they are absolutely essential to us for supporting Finn and for keeping my family together. I feel for the other families at the center, especially those whose autistic children just attend the day program. These kids have to be home full-time now without the routines they depend on to stay regulated. The kids and their families have to make do. So the anxiety of this time is being felt by everyone, even those without the means to understand what's going on.
Alicia Abbott is a writer who lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts.